Good evening and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beats. Well, it's finally here, April. April, of course, is International Guitar Month, so every week this month, I'll have a very special guitar slinger to join us as a guest. Tonight, it's guitar rock legend Dave Davies, lead guitarist and co-founder of The Kinks. Dave is going to join us tonight to discuss his long career, his new solo album Open Road, which brings him to St. Charles, Illinois for a concert this Saturday, April 8th at the Arcata Theater. We'll also be talking about guitars and his famous experiment with a razor blade and an amplifier cone that changed the face and the sound of rock and roll forever. But first, I'm going to refamiliarize you with some of those classic Dave Davies guitar licks, and it's going to lead right into his new single, The Path Is Long, from the latest album, Open Road. Dave Davies joins us on the other side. Stay with us and get ready to rock.
It's not where you've been, or how much money you made. It's how we have lived. In my heart, I am just a boy, just a boy, just a boy. Worn out shoes, playing on my harmony guitar, with rusty strings, blisters on my fingers, playing in that old schoolyard. I see a long way still ahead of us. I look behind and see what we have done, you and I. We need to trust. The road is long. Just look what we have become. Life here is beautiful. You're in my arms again. So good to be what they say. The path has taken me all over the place. I've been luckier than most. Sad memories, happy times. Accept what you have and just live your life. I see a long way still ahead of us. I look behind and see what we have done. Look what we have become. Life here is beautiful. You're in my arms again. So good to be together.
I'm Tom Lounges, and opening up tonight's program was a song called Path is Long, and indeed it has been for one of rock music's most iconic guitarists, Dave Davies, co-founder of the Kinks, who has also amassed quite a body of solo releases over the years. The Path is Long is a single from the new album Open Road. Dave Davies is hitting the open road here in America to support it with a tour that includes a concert on Saturday, April 8th at Arcata Theater in St. Charles, Illinois. Tonight he joins us on Midwest Beat.
Hi, it's Dave Davies here.
Welcome, Dave.
Hi, Tom.
The song we just heard, Path is Long, as I understand it, is the first single from the new Open Road album. Is that correct?
Yes. It was on an album I put together with my son, Russ Davies, who also produced it. And it's not a slight departure, it's a little different from recent solo albums. They're more not such heavy rock, but they're rock songs and with a an emotional message in the songs. Yeah, we had a great time collaborating together. It was wonderful.
Now, you and Russ have worked on projects in the past. I remember a friend of mine in radio turned me on a few years ago to the album Two Worlds, which I didn't even realize was you until I started looking into the liner notes. And that was quite a departure. It reminded me more of, say, Gong or Tangerine Dream than anything Dave Davies or the Kinks had released.
Here's a little snippet of Two Worlds.
Why do I do this to myself? Day after day, get out of bed, black coffee.
Tell me a little about how that came about, and I believe that was your first time working with Russ?
No, me and Russ worked together on an even earlier project called Purusha and the Spiritual Planet, which was a similar kind of work, but Two Worlds was more like a science fiction space, outer space story.
Okay.
And we had a lot of fun writing and working on that, but it's more kind of, this Open Road album was more song-based, and Russ really wanted to, the Russ comes from a kind of electronic ambient genre of music, and I think we decided we want to get into the nitty-gritty of just writing songs as rock songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I quite enjoyed the Two Worlds album, and I can hear a little bit of that record's influence and Russ's influence on songs like Open Road, which has a little bit of that ambient kind of groove to it.
Yeah, I think I like to think that it was a happy sort of mold or meld between their two styles of playing, and it's a lot simpler and a lot more effective, and I think in some way, and I think Russell's production style is quite impressive to me. It simplifies the sound of the album.
The album you had done back in 2014, Ripping Up Time, was more mainstream rock. Is this new sound that we hear, this collaboration on Open Road, going to be the sound moving forward, you think?
I have no idea. We just want to see how this goes, and I'll be doing a couple of songs from Open Road in concert, so I'm looking forward to the response I get from a live audience. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what we're going to do next, but I do like working with Russ. And, you know, when you work closely with someone, it's always different from when you're producing and doing it basically all on your own.
What's the chemistry like working with Russ? Father-son, musician, peer-to-peer, making albums today. What's the collaborative process between the two of you?
Well, we first, it was a peer collaboration. Russ would come up with a song title and an idea, a lyrical idea, and it would landscape it with a musical idea. I would elaborate on them and add my lyrics, and then Russ would take it back, and we'd just, it's a very organic process. Bit like painting, mm-hmm. people painting, but it was great. I think when we got the initial father-son element out of the way, it was just two professional musicians working together on a project.
Well, let's share with my listeners the title track we were just discussing, Open Road, and we'll be back with Dave Davies right after this.
I would rather be anywhere else as long as I'm alive and free.
Open Road. It's the title track to the new album of the same name. Dave Davies is performing at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles Saturday, April 8th. He's my guest tonight on Midwest Beat. Dave, this album seems very reflective. You seem to be at a point in life where the video that went with Path Is Long, the song we opened with, has a lot of clips of the old days from you growing up, parent shots, yourself as a child, and of course, classic Kinks footage. Is this kind of a time capsule for you?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, like, one of the things that came to mind when Russell had the idea for Path Is Long, I sat and listened to some of the music he'd written and some of the lyrics he'd written, and I just was really pondering about Path Is Long and where I'd been and what I'd done and the joyous experiences and the not so happy experiences, and just kind of flashing back to all kinds of memories and childhood, and when I picked up my first guitar and learning the blues, and you know, it touches on all these reflective elements, but still I still think about an optimism going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of an undercurrent in the album. It's about, it's reflective, but it's also a positive album about the future, hope for the future.
Speaking on the reflective reflections aspect, along with this new album, Open Road, you're working still on a project called Strangers with your other son, Martin. I understand from Martin it's been a labor of love the last couple of years. And it sounds, the description I'm getting from both Martin and what I've read is that it's kind of a visual memoir. As opposed to you writing a book, you're putting it down on film, which I think is pretty creative.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, it's like, because we have quite a bit of archive footage from when I toured in America with Kinks in the early 60s on our first American tour. So we kind of utilising that in context with the film, context of the film, and there's, you know, it's me playing live and now, and it's an interesting film, I think. And we come by editing it up, and it's, you know, it should be ready by the end of this year, I think.
I understand you're going to be filming on this current tour as well, and this will be like the final footage from today's Dave Davies.
Well, I hope so. I hope we can get some stuff and add that to it. That'd be, keep it right up to date, then. That'd be great.
Now, there's supposedly you had mentioned from the first tour that you're talking about the infamous 65 tour footage?
Yeah, I've got, I used to carry around a Super 8 8mm camera, and in those days, and we converted it digitally, and we utilised some of those extracts from the archival stuff. Yeah.
Now, is there going to be a lot of fan interaction as well?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the interviews with musicians and Mark Hamill of Star Wars fame is doing quite a bit of narration on the.
Oh wow.
Soundtrack, and there's fans being interviewed, and we've got excerpts from those. Yeah, we kind of find it should be an interesting debut, I think.
Now, is Martin producing and directing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're kind of co-producing it, but Martin's directing it, yeah.
Okay, so you're working with Russ on the music, Martin on the visuals, and, of course, your son Daniel also has taken to the old adage, everybody's in showbiz, and he himself has carved out quite a musical career with soundtrack and film work, and his new album, Infinity, is an amazing piece of work. Have you done any work with Daniel at all?
No, I see him whenever I can get to L.A. and meet up, and I'm really thrilled how he's developed. Not only as a guitarist, but as a musician. And I saw him play in London last year with John Carpenter. It was wonderful. Daniel figured, was a central figure in the putting together of that show. He developed into a wonderful musician, composer, musical director, and really lovely to see.
So we're seeing a third generation of Davies out there. You are, of course, from a large family, six sisters, brother Ray. Your parents, as I understand, were pretty musical themselves. Is this something that's kind of like the family business now?
Well, I could say that, really. It's a bit like that. And, it's lovely to see. It's very inspiring. I mean, working with Russ was really inspiring when he came up with new ideas that took the music somewhere else, and yeah, it is inspiring.
Were any of the girls musical? I know you and Ray, of course, have gone on to fame and fortune, but did any of the sisters pursue music?
Well, my sisters were musical. Most of them played the piano, and they all kind of sang when we had like weekly parties and sat around the piano, and they often sang, and you know, we were subjects of so much music growing up in that house all those years ago. Music, promo music, and Al Jolson, and my mum liked, and obviously Elvis and Shirley Lewis, and so much different types of music, Hank Williams. So I grew up a lot listening to a lot of different kinds of music.
We recently lost Chuck Berry, of course, and I understand Chuck was a huge influence on you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's, in a way, he's kind of single-handedly kicked off rock and roll, really, with his guitar playing and his stories and his lyrics. He was a great poet, and, yeah, he was a big, big influence on me and a lot of other people. Players from my generation.
One of the first songs I remember hearing from the Kinks, my sister had the first album, and I remember hearing Beautiful Delilah. That's a song that you still continue to play on some of your solo tours. Will you be including it?
I haven't played it recently, but it was a big part of our early shows, as was Too Much Monkey Business, Go Queen Ego, and, you know, it included some of his songs early on.
Any chance you'll be doing any of those when you come to the Arcata in memory of Chuck?
I don't know. Maybe I should think about it. Might be nice to do something.
Davies going back in the day. Chuck Berry, Beautiful Delilah. Dave Davies is performing at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles Saturday, April 8th. He's my guest tonight on Midwest Beat. It is coming up on International Guitar Month in April while you'll be here. Let's talk a little bit about guitars. And you've almost always used a Gibson. What is it about Gibson that you find favor with?
Well, I don't know. It's just what you get used to. I play various Gibsons. I had a Les Paul Goldtop for a long while, and I used it on Sleepwalker in the late 70s, and that was a wonderful guitar. I used the L5, and now I'm using a Gibson Nighthawk, which I love, because you can get really good tones between, you know, almost like Fender sound and Strat sound and the fat Gibson unbucking pickup. Mm-hmm. And I really like it. It's a little bit lighter than the usual Les Paul, but I find it's more kind of agile, and I really am going to love the Gibson Nighthawk.
What's your amp of choice these days?
Well, I tend to use the Mesa Boogie dual rectifier, yeah. And tube amp, obviously. It's got great tone, it's got a great crunch with it. I use that in conjunction with Marshall speakers, which are basically selecting speakers. And I'm quite comfortable with that setup at the moment.
One of my favorite songs of your catalog was Little Green Amp, which, of course, detailed the experience of razor blading your amp back in the day for You Really Got Me and creating a distortion sound. Is that any part of your live show anymore?
No, I haven't been doing it recently, but it's quite... I wrote it because it had a humor to it that I like. And because the riff in Little Green Amp is You Really Got Me Backwards.
Hmm.
If you think about it,
it's
turned it round the other way round, if you really got me. So there's a few private jokes, a bit of fun in that record. I enjoyed making that, yeah.
Well, I'm going to play that song right now for the listeners. We'll be back with Dave Davies. This is Little Green Amp. Dave Davies, my guest today on Midwest Beat.
Splish splash, I was taking a shave on a mine.
It's a vintage song about a vintage amp, Little Green Amp. That's Dave Davies going back in the day. And Dave, I've got to wonder, that song kind of capsulizes the infamous day you single-handedly created Distortion back in 1964 with You Really Got Me. How did you get the idea to take a razor blade to your amp cones and create that? Where did that come from?
Well, I was always interested in experimenting with different amps and different things. And one day I came home and I was in a bit of a rage. I had an argument with my girlfriend and I was a bit angry, and I just, for some inexplicable reason, took my razor blade that I used to shave with out and just sliced the speaker coming up, not even thinking for a minute that it would even work again. But then I plugged it back in and I realized that it came out with a wonderful, like, raggedy, distorted, aggressive sound. And we refined it in the studio and it became a platform for kinks music, for our music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's totally by chance.
It immortalized you in many ways with Guitar Slingers, I'll tell you that. Of course, Distortion became a big thing in the later 60s. Were you annoyed or flattered that your contemporaries like Hendrix, Blue Cheer, Blue Magoos, all took that Distortion sound and ran with it, and it kind of was your invention?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pity I didn't patent the sound. But, a lot of people, it inspired a lot of people, and the guitar sound, guitar amps changed, and they developed amp manufacturers developed pre-gain, where you could boost the pre-gain signal on an amp and make a similar kind of tone, like that raggedy, distorted tone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it did change a lot of guitar tones and sounds.
If you could have trademarked that, you'd be a much richer man today.
Oh, yeah.
What drives you today, at this point in your life and your career, at this point in age, creatively speaking, what makes you still get up in the morning, write a song, record new music, and still want to live life out of a suitcase and travel and perform as much as you do?
Well, I mean, that's really kind of what I loved. I had a lovely time making Open Roads of Rock and with a great time. There's something very special about playing live. You know, the vibe and the energy of the rooms, and the shows. There's something very special about that, which is hard to define. Keeps you young, I hope.
Do you write on the road, or do you mostly write when you're at home?
Yeah, a bit of both, really. If an idea takes you on a sound check, or driving in the car, or whatever.
Okay.
Like the airport, you get ideas from everywhere, if you're lucky.
Russ, being the producer of the project and also a great musician in his own right, is he on the road with you on the tours, or do you have...
Oh, not, no? He's not going to be with me in this tour, but I'll be doing a couple of tracks from the album live. But we're hoping that we'll have another tour, maybe a phase two at the later in the year or next time around, where Russ, we can integrate more his involvement in the stage shows and his playing, because he's quite a multi-instrumentalist. He's a guitar player and vocalist and the poor keyboard player, and so it would be nice to do something together at a later time.
How many dates on average are you doing these days as far as live dates?
Well, on this tour, I think we're doing about 15 dates.
On the set list, how much, you mentioned a few songs from Open Road, how many are you planning on playing, and also how many older solo songs versus Kinks classics?
Well, it'd be quite a mixture. We'll be doing Open Road, Path is Long, I hope, and maybe another song, and I'll be doing things like Strangers, and You Really Got Me, obviously, and some more older Dead Davis Kink songs from, you know, Susanna Still Alive, and with
like Death of a Clown.
I think so. I think I'll be doing that.
Do you ever play Wicked Annabella anymore?
Well, actually, it's funny as you say that, because we rehearsed it last week, so we might start putting that back in the set.
That would be a fun one to hear you do again.
going back to the 1968 album, The Kinks are the Village Green Preservation Society and Wicked Annabella. Dave Davies is my guest this evening on Midwest Beat. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. Catch Dave Davies in concert this Saturday, April 8th at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. Dave, is there anything we haven't touched on at this point that you'd like to let my listeners know?
Well, no, just that, you know, I'm very excited about promoting Open Road. I just hope that people enjoy the shows and have a good time.
In 2014, the Kinks had their 50th anniversary. You were back on your feet after suffering your stroke and back in action. A lot of the fans had hoped that you and Ray would put the band together for a final Kinks album to honor the anniversary, maybe tour. It didn't happen. Do you think that's ever going to happen again?
Well, me and Ryan, earlier last year, they put a few ideas, a few demos together with songs that maybe could surface as be on the core of maybe a Kinks album. But, you know, Ray's busy doing his projects and I'm busy working and promoting my projects at the moment, but it could still happen. Okay. Not yet, not at the moment.
Reflecting back on the Kinks catalog, of which there are some incredible albums, all different styles of music, is there one or two albums of which you are most proud? You say, you know, we really hit the mark on that.
Well, I think I like them all for all different reasons. Like you said, we touch on so many different genres of music and styles and influences. But I think I always liked Arthur, I think.
Okay.
Victor!
Arthur. But the first time we got let loose in the studio to have more time to make a record. I liked Muswell Hill, because of the obvious country influences we got from America. People like Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt and Johnny Cash and especially Hank Williams. So there's a lot of morphing between English folk music and Americans and blues. That was an interesting album.
back to 1971, title track of Muswell Hillbilly. That is definitely an interesting album from the Kinks catalog. And Dave Davies, guitarist and co-founder of the Kinks, is my guest this evening. You can find Dave at the Arcata Theater this Saturday, April 8th, for a show promoting his brand new album, Open Road. Dave, it's interesting that you pointed out Muswell Hillbilly as one of your favorite Kinks catalog albums, and I say that because it was such a different sound for the band. Being country rock, it was ahead of the curve. A lot of people credit, you know, Poco and Eagles and all those groups here in America with creating country rock, but you guys certainly were doing it on your shores in England back in 1971. In a way, you were among the pioneers of country rock.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I didn't think of it like that. We just, you know, obviously we're great fans of a lot of country players, and we grew up listening to like Chet Atkins and Ricky Nelson. I mean, I loved his music, his records. And, you know, the early Elvis records were very country influenced.
Mm-hmm.
And we would touch on different genres. And I was a big fan of Hank Williams as a kid.
Okay.
He had a magical voice. And the band, his band were incredible. And the slide guitar, the pedal steel. And also, it's fun mixing genres as well. We're like being Cockneys and growing up in North London, in the King's Cross area, then moving into a more suburban area, and all the little cross-cultural elements within the music.
Well, I find it real pleasing that you continue to move forward creatively. You step outside the box, and you always gravitate to find new sounds. And I think after so many years in the business, so many albums under your belt, that you're still forward-moving, forward-thinking is quite a tribute to yourself, sir.
Oh, thank you very much, Tom. Yeah, it's great to speak to you.
And
I'm looking forward to getting to Chicago and Milwaukee.
The website is says still under construction. There's a few things up there. Is there any idea when you're going to have that completely done, the DaveDavies.com site?
Yeah, we're redoing it and revamping it at the moment. So it should be up and running pretty soon.
All right, so we're able to keep up with you on that site, correct, DaveDavies.com?
Great, of course, yeah. And of course, your Facebook, and I'm very active on Twitter and Instagram. But Facebook is probably the best place to pick up latest news and what have you.
All right. Let's close out with a final song off the new album, Open Road. What's one that you would like people to hear?
Well, I like them all for different reasons, I think Chemtrails is an interesting song.
Okay.
And it closes the album. I think it might be in keeping to close your show with it, if you don't mind.
That sounds great. This is Chemtrails. It's off the brand new Open Road album. Dave Davies hitting the open road himself here in America, coming to Chicagoland, St. Charles, Illinois, the Arcata Theater, Saturday, April 8th. Dave Davies, it's been a pleasure.
It's very good. Thank you, Tom.
Enjoy International Guitar Month.
Thank you very much, Tom. Be safe.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye. Cheers.
Hey there, remember when we were young? We would walk in the countryside, looking up at the heavens, without we'll be right back.
Together build.